Welcome to the Rockets post-game report. Crittenden County had a tough night on Friday, lost 43-0 to previously winless Marshall County, a 6A team. It was our last non-district game of the season. Coach Starnes, not the way we want to warm up for our district play. Played pretty well against a 6A team the week before, but this one ran into a buzzsaw. They needed a win.
Yeah, you know, Chris, I just thought it was, two different teams, Muhlenberg and Marshall. I went into the game feeling like Marshall was a better football team than Muhlenberg and felt like that we had a chance against Muhlenberg and Marshall just a little bit better than what they were. So, not to mention the fact that that they were winless and they were coming in hungry wanting to win, because I think that the number of wins that they get are going to be very minimal now after they played us. So I think that they were looking at us as possibly the only win that they could possibly get so they don't go 0-10. And also I have to say that, it's my fault. I didn't have the kids ready to play, although I thought they played hard. It just seems like that we weren't playing wide open. We weren't playing 100 miles an hour. We weren't playing as fast as what I thought we could possibly play. Not saying we're fast as a team by any means, but it just seems like that we were running with our brakes on or playing with our brakes on, and we just weren't turning things loose. And in order for us to have some success, we have to be able to do that. I felt like a few guys up front at the offensive line, a couple of them I thought played okay, but some of them are not coming around as what, like we expected them to or really anticipated them to or really need for them to come around and to start to understand what offensive line is all about.
Of course, we lost Lane Wallace toward the end of the first half, and that was a big blow and an ankle injury. Any update on Lane?
Lane's having an MRI done today, I believe, so we won't know anything until he gets that MRI. My understanding is that, talking to him yesterday, that he heard it a couple weeks prior to this week, and he re-injured it and felt a pop at some point during the course of the game, but said it hurt him on the first play from scrimmage where he broke it, and we just have to wait and see. And that's the story of this year. We're dealing with a lot of adversity starting from the beginning of the year, losing kids, moving kids around. It just seems like it's continued on and spiraled through this year.
And I know Marshall County's had a lot of injuries themselves, and it's hard to believe a team like that may only get one win.
Yeah, and
good skill player.
They're good skill players. I mean, they're also I thought that their linemen were thick and strong, and looking at the film, they were just blowing us off the ball, and that's the difference of the game. Now, grant you, I think technique wise, we had some guys that that showed the inexperience and showed the youth, because in certain positions that we have youth and inexperience. Or were they attacked? And, that's obvious. I mean, and that was obviously their game plan going into it. So, you got to give your hats off to their coaching staff and their kids for the way that they played.
Coach Wheeler, this was another 43-point. Now, Union County put 43 up on us, and I know we get another 43 from Marshall, and it's easy to go in there and find a lot of things to work on this week, isn't it?
Yeah, like picking out that stat. I never really thought of that. I'm glad you picked that out. But, that's the least of my worries on Friday night. It was a long night, and, it is what it is at this point. And, you got to tip your hat to them. They definitely controlled the line of scrimmage watching the film over the weekend. Their offensive line moved our defensive line, and when you don't have a good surge from your defensive line, it's going to be a long night. No matter if somebody does come up and make tackles, if it's already at 5 yards, it was a long one, and like I said, you're just kind of disappointed in a few things, or many things, actually. And the only thing we can do is learn from it and try to explain it better to make them understand and get better the rest of this year and go from there.
Coach Starnes always says, if as defensive coordinator, if you'll shut them out, he'll make sure we win the game.
Yeah, a person before the game started, actually, on the sideline.
This week could have been rough.
Yeah, yeah.
Person. I don't know. That field goal, I think, still was good. I mean, we watched the film, and I think it went over the goalpost. Yeah. So, and the official actually told Micah, which he shouldn't have, told Micah if he had kicked the same way again, he'd have called it good.
Now, wait a minute. That doesn't make
sense. No, it doesn't make sense at all. So, no, because it went straight over the goalpost. If it goes over the goalpost, it's good. So, you know, you don't tell a kid like that. Nice. But, you know, I mean, it's silly. And, you know, Micah kicked the ball. Oh, well, he just pushed it just a little bit right, though.
Yeah.
45-yarder.
It would have been the school record.
And he went over the goalpost. We thought it was short. It went over the goalpost. It would have been good for 55.
And it did go over. We thought it did, too. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Well, I'll be darned.
Well, Chris, like you were saying, before the game, somebody on the sideline told me that that's all we had to do. And I guess, I don't know.
Your offensive coordinator told you that?
No. It was somebody else on the sideline that might be wearing a blue shirt and a black vest, actually. But kind of, I think they must have went over to the ridge and got some of that ridge runner smarts, I guess you could say. But, I mean, I guess it does make sense if you can do that. We knew it was going to be tough going into this week. Because, like I said, when you know they threw up 28 points against Mayfield, and they weren't 28 points at the end of the game against Mayfield. They were very earned, and they were close to Mayfield 22-15 at one point. So we knew they were going to be hard to contain. I didn't realize it was going to be that much of a challenge. About the first four or five plays, you realize they came to play, and we didn't.
You know, they took it right down our throats the first series, ran the ball, and came out. Of course, the hurry-up offense, really, you know, they've got a lot more kids than we got, and they aim to use that to their advantage. Then we answered.
They didn't run the option. They were just running a spread running game, and it was very simple. And go back and watching a film, you know, I have to say, first of all, you know, Coach Wheeler has done an outstanding job this year preparing for teams, and, you know, it shows, and you have to execute the game plan, and the game plan was absolutely perfect, and we just have to execute it. I mean, you can't have a linebacker sitting back and not coming up on virtually an ISO play, and that's it. That's youth and inexperience. You can't have him sit back 5 yards on a run play without coming up the field, and so you have to come up the field, meet the back in the backfield, and make the plays. So you know, that's what we look at, and you know, it's basically youth and inexperience right now, and we knew that coming into this year, and we have to make sure that we focused a little bit on what we can do to get better. It's not about anybody else. It's not going to be about Murray coming, you know, coming up this week. It's going to be, as we said, every week so far, we've got to improve. We've got to get better. And some of the responsibility has to fall on the players in order to want to get better, because we're seeing the same mistake over and over again on some players in technique-wise and their aggression, and we can't have that. We can't have linemen stopping their feet upon contact and not trying to get them out of the hole. We have got to make sure that we become a little bit tougher and a little bit more aggressive up front in order for us to have chances. And so what we're trying to do now is get kids to understand that because of the inexperience, and we have to work at that. We can't practice that way because we have to focus on, you know, where we're going to line up, where we're going to be, what they're going to do throughout the course of the week. You know, so a lot of that has to be on their shoulders on how much improvement that they want to do to be a better football player in order for us to be a better ball club, and not just be satisfied that they're a starting position on Friday nights.
Bright spot on defense, Zach Tinsley. He was a defensive player of the game and the lineman of the week. 6 solos, 4 assists, and a sack. Good game for Zach.
You know, Zach's doing a great job. Coach Wheeler puts him at nose guard a lot of times, especially we knew this week. It was a lot like last week that they were going to spread the field in their offense and their formations, but they were going to spread it and try to run it. We knew that. They had 2 backs in the backfield. There's no difference in running an I backfield and a split backfield. The plays are the same. You run it from a shotgun. So you run an ISO play from a spread, or you run an ISO play from an I. We know that. And so, you know, Zach has the liberty to pick an aside and using his quickness to go. And that's where he's making most of his tackles at nose guard. And he's playing with his motor wide open. And that's what we have to have from everybody. So he was playing hard, and, you know, he earned Defensive Player of the Game. He had 6 solos, 4 assists. You know, he had a sack. So he's playing well, and offensive line. I think that he's improving. At least he's trying, and he's giving effort that he can possibly give.
On offense, Lane Wallace was your offensive player of the game. Only played less than a half, but had 105 yards. That's what I was going to say earlier. After Marshall scored that first touchdown after they marched down the field, we did the same thing. Turned around and came all the way back down on a big run by Lane, and then just kind of ran out of juice there inside the five. And
you know, it's not necessarily running out of juice. It's execution with the way that they were setting up their defense against the offense that we put out there, the formation that we put. We could have ran one play all night long with success. But the problem was that they were playing a little bit harder than we were playing, and they were stopping us instead of us taking it to them. And there's no reason for us not to be able to get 10 yards in four plays. There's no reason for us not to be able to score when we get the ball down there. It has to be upon themselves. When you miss a play, when you miss a block from backside and your backside lineman makes the play at the 2-yard line, then there's a problem. When you're supposed to seal that backside gap off and that guy comes inside, makes the play on the 2-yard line, we don't get in to score that play. That becomes yourself. That becomes something inside you. And I played offensive line, and I understand that. And we tried to talk to the kids last week about it. It has to become personal. It has to become important to them that their guy does not make the play. And in order for that to happen, you have to execute the right way in an aggressive manner.
Well, this game's in the books, 43-0 to Marshall County. I know that's not the way you wanted to end the non-district season, but now we turn our attention to Murray High. We'll be on the road this week and playing the Tigers, who were number 10, but they beat the number 6 team, Ballard Memorial. Of the top 10 teams in Class 2A, three of them are in our district. So we're the only one ranked team in the district this year.
Well, it's right a good now. District, except for Grittany.
Yeah. So we've got our work cut out. We'll talk at length about Murray High on the podcast on Thursday. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
See ya.